as you settle into your posture, orienting toward ease and stability. You might start with a few deeper breaths, both taking in energy and letting the energy of the day settle. Letting the work, conversations, activities of your day settle. Settle might be the wrong word. Sometimes when we come into contact with ourselves, it's clear that the day and everything that's happening for us is not settled at all, that it's swirling and bubbling over. So we might feel these first few minutes of sitting really just as a coming into contact with ourselves, whatever we find. And then the basic sitting instructions orient us toward grounding, arriving here, orienting to the space and our bodies. Coming into presence. As posture settles or stabilizes, or we come into presence with the body, then we can begin to relax musculature, relax around the skeleton form, let our structure hold us up, and begin to let go of or peel away layers of effort, of holding, of vigilance, of trying. For a few breaths, incline the body and heart toward not needing to be any different than they are. Sometimes I'll say it to myself very directly. Say, this is my life. This is this moment in my life. Whatever it contains. Both the Buddhist and Hindu yoga traditions, there's a recognition that threads through the entire lineage, through all of the yogic lineages, that something becomes possible when we unhook from the obsessive worry, fear, thinking that can so often fill the mind, fill our life. And we do that partly by coming into presence, coming into the body, our primary tool is the stabilization of attention. Our primary tool is focus. That when we're not focused or stable or gathered, the heart is pulled away into the habits of fear, anxiety, craving. This is a training. And like any training, it takes repeated effort over time. The effort here is almost but not quite effortless. The effort is simply the effort it takes to stay in contact with ourselves in an intimate, embodied, present way. Our core instruction, mindfulness of breathing, tune into the rise and fall of breath in your body, connecting with the breath as it moves in the chest or the belly or at the tip of the nose or through your whole body. And tonight, if it feels good or interesting to explore, let's work with deepening the breath a little bit. Taking a gentle but fuller breath in and a gentle but fuller breath out. Just slightly lengthening the breath. And noticing that doing that both brightens our energy often and brings our attention fully to the experience of breathing. Settling into a rhythm of the breath that's natural and unforced. Maybe a little longer than usual, but not an effortful breath. And begin to notice the difference in the tone of attention when we are landed fully with the experience of breathing, or when the mind wanders, the heart wanders into distraction, worry, planning. Even when the heart mind wanders into thinking about the practice that I'm doing, it's a little pulling away from intimacy with the breathing body, just as it is. Feeling the breath rise and fall. And notice that if you lean in just slightly to the breath, you can breathe an entire cycle without the mind pulling away. One in-breath and out-breath. And even for just one breath, notice how that feels. Notice the clarity in the mind. And maybe the clarity in the body even. And then stretch that to three breaths. Not letting the mind or heart flicker away even for a moment. And you can continue in this way, finding just the right amount of leaning in or subtle effort to resist the pull or the flicker of distraction and stay with every moment of the breath as if it's the most important thing ever. Once you pass 5 or 10 breaths without a flicker, it becomes easier to settle there, and effort settles also. Eventually, this becomes effortless. No rush. So sometimes as we do this, the mind becomes more and more calm and settled. Other times, contact with the body in this way, the breath in this way, brings up stronger feeling. And that's welcome. That's no problem. You can always open your eyes, relax the breath if the feeling becomes too strong. Or just let the breath meet the feeling that's arising. Vibration in the body, sadness or grief, joy or confusion can all be met with the deepened, gentle breath. The body of sadness, breathing. The body of grief, breathing. The body of contentment, breathing. So we'll practice in this way, in silence. If it feels good to you to lean into the breath with some gentle force, this is samadhi practice, concentration practice, focus practice. If it feels better for you to simply rest back into intimacy with yourself, letting everything arise, this is open awareness practice. Practice in a way that feels nourishing to your body and heart. You can always come back to the basic instructions. Settling into the posture, rise and fall of breath. Come back whenever the mind wanders.